emotional part, our intellect, not just our soul, but our spirit, which is the inner man. Amen. The inner man. And it's sometimes referred to as the heart, not the blood pump, but the spirit man, the heart. Leave that verse up there because I haven't finished it. But I want to go somewhere real brief here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If I can find it real quick. Hallelujah. I didn't have this stuff written down, so that's the reason it's taking me a moment. Just bear with me. I'm going to read to you from Proverbs, the fourth chapter. They're not going to put it on the screen because I want to keep that up there for a moment. But in Proverbs, the fourth chapter, it says, verse 20, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them part from your eyes. Keep them," now listen to what it's saying here, verse 21, "keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." And I'll stop it right there. Going back to Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow," that's the body, "and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." And bringing all this together, it's important that we minister to the spirit, to the soul, and to the body. Hallelujah. People hurt spiritually because of a lack of the word of God. You can be born again, but we need the word of God on the inside of us. But too many times they are holding on to things that should have been released. But like one person said to me a few minutes ago, "I don't know how to release." That's our responsibility as the church and as people of God, to teach the word of God and to pray for them and to lay hands on them that they may be free. Jesus told us, his instructions to us was to go and do as he did. Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. They shall recover. I believe with all my heart, some folk got set free here today. Hallelujah. Some of them were taken aside, ministered to in another area, but all of it's the Word of God. It's important that we get free and stay free. Did you hear me? Let me say it again. It's important that we get free and stay free. How do you stay free? You stay in the Word of God, receive the Word of God, act on the Word of God. And here's another point I want to make. There's another area that if we're not careful, we can let it slip. When we receive the Word of God, amen, you know, we shall know the truth and the truth will make us free. But I want to use Jesus as an example. The Bible tells us that after Jesus had fasted 40 days, 40 nights, he came down out of the mountain and he'd been there fasting, fellowshipping with his Father. And when he came down, guess who he met? The devil. He met the devil. And the devil tempted him. But this is what Jesus did, and this is what you and I must do. Don't forget this. When Jesus was tempted by the devil, he resisted the devil, right? Yes, he did. He resisted the devil. How did he resist the devil? He resisted the devil by the word of the living God. Amen. I'm not going to allow you to do that to me because I am the Son of God and I know who I am. But the Word of God tells you and I the same thing. Tell you and me the same thing. Tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. Here's the point I'm making. When you get free, stay free. Some people get healed, but they lose their healing because they don't resist the devil when he comes back the second time or the third time and challenge your faith. You might feel a little pain or something, a little ache, a little discomfort in the area that you were healed, but you stand your ground saying, in the name of Jesus, I've been healed and I resist you right now. And he has to flee. You don't have to pursue the devil, he pursues you. He wants to destroy your life. Remember John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So those of you that have released whatever situation you were dealing with, if it tried to come back, You resist it and you say, I'm free. I've already given that to Jesus Christ, so I'm not dealing with it anymore. So devil, get out of here. Get out of here. And the Bible says he has to flee, because he can only attack you as a child of God if you are work with it. Amen. Young man, I call you a young man of God. You hear me? I call you a young man of God. Now, I want to issue a charge to the parents. Dad, mom, help him be that young. Which means you're going to have to be a good example in front of it. How many for the parents to fulfill that call? One of the things our kids would tell us, especially our sons, they would approach us and say, I want to do this, I want to do that, or we want to go here, we want to go there, and like that's not a good place for them to go or a good thing for them to do. And some of you parents have heard this, but they come back and say, well, everybody's doing it. Well, everybody may be doing it, but that doesn't make it right. You hear me? Everybody may be doing it, and by the way, everybody's not doing it. And we used to lovingly tell them, everybody may be doing it, but you're not, so everybody's not doing it. Amen. Thank God for my boys. All three of them. Praise God. Bossing her brothers around. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, give God praise, will you? I didn't go into my message. We'll, if the Lord tarry and says the same thing, we'll pick it up next week. Is that all right? Praise God. But you should be able to go to church and get free. Amen. If you want to be free, that is. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for your love. Oh, we thank you. And I want to say this to those that are watching the live stream. So glad you joined us. And I want to tell you the same thing that I told the folks that I was ministering to earlier. If you have an issue in your life, first of all, let me say this. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to give your life to Him. And all you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord. and I receive you as my Savior. Forgive me for my sin. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life, into my heart, and saving me. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Glory to God. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, contact us and let us know that you gave your life to Jesus. Amen. Now here's what I want to say. Whether you just received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you've been saved a while, but you're dealing with issues in your life, just lift your hand and say, Lord, I release this into your hand right now. I release it all into your hand. Hallelujah. And I call myself free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you stand on that, you trust God. There may be someone that knows Jesus Christ. And maybe you might know someone that knows the Lord. That you can sit down with and they can pray with you. And they can give you further counsel as to what you need to do and things you can do that will help you stay free. Thank God for you. I want you to know God has a plan for your life. Jesus touched me. You to bow your heads, close your eyes just for a moment. If you're here and you say, Pastor, I have not received Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord and as my Savior, and I want to be born again. I want to know that if I died today, that I would go to heaven. That I would go and be with Jesus. But right now, I do not have that assurance, but I want that assurance. Would you slip up your hand? I would love to pray with you. Anyone? Anyone? Hallelujah. If you're here and you say, Pastor, I know I'm born again. There's no question there. But I have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, the evidence of speaking in other tongues, and I want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, would you raise your hand? Anyone? All right. If you're sick in your body and you say, Pastor, I'd like to have hands laid on me for the healing of my body, would you raise your hand? All right, we'll have one hand. Is there another one? Two hands. All right. Praise God. All right, if you raise your hand, come on down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sharon as soon as I minister to them, I'm gonna let you do the announcements. Thank God. And where's Melvin? Melvin, I'm gonna let you dismiss us. Did you have your hand up there? Okay. Okay. I want you to dismiss us. You got your Bible? Okay.